The line is open, the light is near. Bring your question, leave your fear. With angel spirit signs and soul, the unseen world begins to glow. Loved ones, guides, and truth come through. Tonight the message may be for you.
Ask the angel.
Open your heart tonight.
Ask the angel.
Step into the light. Now welcoming Rachel Corpus, angel incarnate and psychic medium. This is Ask the Angel.
Hi, beautifuls. Welcome to this week's show. As we jump in together, I need to tell you that someone messaged me and said that the last 2 weeks, not this week, but the last 2 weeks, I wore the same shirt, to which I say, thank you for watching. You noticed. Also, I'm going to tell you, you're probably going to see me wear the same shirts a lot because I just don't have that many clothes. And the clothes I've had forever, literally since I've been a school teacher, which was, gosh, over 20 years ago. So just be prepared for that. But gosh, thank you for noticing. I also want to say to the two people that told me I was wearing the same shirt, what else did you notice in that episode besides my shirts, sillies? But thank you for being in tune. All right, we have a question from one of our listeners. This is from Sarah in Osceola, Iowa, about psychedelics and channeling. By the way, if you're new to the show, I'm Rachel Corpus, and I'm a psychic like you, and I'm intuitive like you. And when I was 4 years old, I had my first near-death experience. And when I went to the other side, my guides told me, hey, lovey, you are a seraphim angel. Everybody on earth is from somewhere like this. This is your story. You can stay here and fulfill your mission, or you can go to earth. And in that moment, I didn't make a choice. I remembered my mom and I didn't want to make her sad. So I was back on earth and I spent my whole life navigating what it's like to be human and angel incarnate and all the things. So this question is important to me because part of my journey has been being an alcoholic and an addict. And now occasionally, now I don't identify as an alcoholic or an addict, but I do like to partake in an occasional toast at someone's wedding. I love to smoke herbal cigarettes or tobacco. And every once in a while, with the help of a shaman or someone that I trust, I will utilize a psychedelic. Here's Sarah's question. Can you ask my guides if psilocybin will help me connect with my higher self? All right. Thank you for your question, Sarah. I did connect with your guides. And this is what they offered. Now, I'm not channeling right now, Sarah, because I did this for you in advance, but this is a summary of what they said. They said, Sarah, we'd like to answer this for you in a way that is for everyone listening. So thank you, Sarah, for presenting this subject matter for us. They said, we want you to know is that every tool that you have to connect with your higher self, and they also wanted to tell you that your higher self is your source self, okay? It's an outside entity. It's that part of you that's always with you. It has all of your data, your memories, all timelines, source, everything within you. So that higher self's not up here. It's here. It's all here. There's nothing you need to connect to that higher self that you don't already have. Okay? So there's no passcode. There's no tokens. There's no leveling up. None of that. So you don't need a psychedelic or anything to get you to that vibration. So their suggestion first was find your source, go to those places, elevate, do the work, do the play without any extra help first. No psychedelics first, because give yourself a chance to remember first. And then later, if you find it exciting or part of your journey to add an aid, that could be ayahuasca, that could be THC, that could be certain kind of mushrooms, well, then that's your choice, of course. But it was their suggestion, try it just with you first, because you have everything that you need. And that message was for Sarah and all of us. All right. So I also want you to know that when you see me, sometimes you're like, oh, that message deserves a pipe. I love to smoke tobacco. Oh, I love all of that because I love the smoke. I love to clear the room with that, but I'm responsible with it, right? Because we don't need to displace, we don't need to disassociate from our feelings. And boy, I did for a long time. But now I find that the ritual of it is really what I crave, to hold something in the hand that keeps me grounded in my body. But I don't need it to disassociate from the work that I get to do here. Again, Sarah, thank you so much for your question. Keep them coming. By the way, if you want to call in the show tonight, the number is 888-627-6008. If you're watching us on Facebook or YouTube, you can't call in on Facebook. You have to call in with your phone, all right? I can't see your comments because this is being live streamed on those platforms, but you can call in. Okay, now this next question I'm excited about because we have a special guest tonight who will be perfect to help answer it. This question comes from Amanda in Michigan. Okay, so she says, many people are suddenly feeling drawn to Sirius, Lemuria, and ancient wisdom traditions, even if they knew nothing about them before. She's a shaman, by the way. Why might certain souls be remembering these connections now? And what role could these ancient lineages play in humanity's current awakening? I'm going to read her question again because it's a lot. Okay, she sounds like a teacher, right? This is a shaman. Many people are suddenly feeling drawn to Sirius, Lemuria, and ancient wisdom traditions, even if they knew nothing about them before. Why might certain souls be remembering these connections now? And what role might these ancient lineages play in humanity's current awakening? So my guest this week is a new friend named Hillis Pugh. Hillis is an omni-resonance architect. We'll ask about that. Energy nourisher, yum, and rare Syrian Lemurian lineage teacher. See what I mean there? What? Who helps sensitive souls remember wholeness and reconnect with the deeper architecture of the soul. His work blends intuitive guidance, energy nourishment, gratitude, and trauma-aware spiritual practice. For more than a decade, pardon me, I'm going to hold this up so you don't see the top of my head. Hold on. For more than a decade, Hillis has shared his teachings at distinguished venues across New York and Florida on podcasts, summits, and live broadcasts, always with one consistent intention: to leave the room more remembered than it was when he arrived. To leave the room more remembered than it was when he's alive. Sounds familiar, right? Like the work that we get to do together. So let's bring him in. Welcome to the show, Hillis Pugh.
Hello. Hello, Rachel. Thank you for
Hi.
Having me on today.
So glad you're here with us. Thank
me
you.
Me too. I am just excited and just to connect with your radiant energy and the radiant energy of those who are listening. It's just an honor to be in this space, in this sacred container with all of you.
Thank you. I feel it from you too. I really do. I felt it all day. It feels really good.
Thank you. And should I just go ahead and answer Amanda's question? Should we just jump on
in? I would like to know what you mean. What do you think about that? So she wants to know, is it still in your mind? I know I said it twice, but people are being drawn to their ancient.
It's there.
It's there. Okay. Yeah. What do you think about that?
And so I will try my best to sum this up in a timely manner, because there's no short explanation for this.
Okay.
And so the space that people are in this moment, in this energy, you have to first understand the ancient times of Lemuria and Atlantis in Egypt. When Lemuria was born, the first civilization on the planet, it was born in fifth density, okay? Which is why you have the kumbaya, the loving, the peace, the harmony, the coherence. And so when Atlantis fell, When Osiris died, that's when we descended back down into third density as a collective. And now, since we are in this mist of fourth density, lower fourth density to mid fourth density, and for others, such as myself, I fluctuate between fourth density, fifth density, and higher, depending on what I'm doing and working with at that capacity for that day. And when you are, since we are collectively in this lower fourth to mid density, depending on who you are, we are beginning to let go of what no longer serves us. And when you're letting go, when you're contracting, because that's what letting go is, you're in a space of contraction, letting go, clearing out, cleaning house. And so then, when you now have room in the space of expansion, when you allow yourself to step into the higher frequency of fourth density, you allow yourself to expand and begin to remember. Remember your lineage. Remember where you are. Remember your soul's purpose. Remember where you started. I always make this joke with people that it's like, I've been on planet Earth like 200 plus times. It's like, well, why you keep coming back? It's because I want to see how it ends.
Oh.
I want to see how it ends. And since everyone now is beginning to remember, that's where we are. So everyone who has a connection to Lemuria, Mu, Atlantis, Egypt are beginning to remember those times. They're beginning to tap into those memories and then connect to their souls out of that level, begin to remember their abilities, begin to remember all aspects of themselves. So that's what is happening on the planet collectively at this time. Some of us started, decades ago, but some of us are now beginning to remember. So that's what's occurring.
Oh man. So when you say we're here to see the end of it, what do you mean by that? What's the end going to look like?
I wish I knew
Yeah.
because, and I say that because I was here when Lemuria was born. I was here when civilization was born. I was even told at one point I was the emperor of Mu. And I'm like, oh.
Ooh, I was forgetting that. Was that MU?
Yes, MU.
I was hearing that.
Yeah. And Lemuria and Mu are interchanged depending on who you talk to. So it's the
Okay.
same. And
Okay.
so, and being an emperor means one of high service, meaning
Yeah.
being service to the people.
You're everybody's dad.
Exactly. And so, in that space and that relevance, it's like, well, if I was here when it started, how is it going to end? Are we going to go back to fifth density? Yes. Are we going to go higher than fifth density? Eventually. And I want to
Yeah.
be here when that happens because Earth is a school. Earth is a place for us to begin to remember and hone our faculties, hone our abilities, because people think Jesus was this magnificent man, which he was. But
Yeah.
people believe him to be a deity. But
That's
he's
not
just a
right.
man who has
Like us.
studied the arts of energy, studied the art
Yes.
of healing, studied how to utilize earth energies to reach the full potential. Because upon his transition, he was in, 11, 12th density energy. So he embodied the Christ consciousness. He embodied the solar logos. He embodied this energy and walked around in this frequency consistently.
Right.
And this is what we're all trying to get back to.
Right.
This
And he
is
was showing us how to do it, not because he
exactly.
was Jesus the superhero and he came with special gifts, because he embodied it, and
Yes.
he went from, I'm going to be spiritual today for this moment when I'm nice to this person or I'm meditating, to this is who I am all the time. I am embodying the spirit, which
Yes.
allowed him to transmute and be in the higher dimensions as he was in his skin.
Yes. Yes. And personally, that's, part of my journey. I want to get there. I'm going to get there.
Me
It's
too, I
going,
hope.
yeah, we all will at some point. Some of us have made the intention of walking this path. And some of us may not intend to walk this path, but eventually through energetic evolution, we would get there. Because when you have the collective in this energetic container, this energetic space, and everyone is doing the same thing, then eventually everyone that's in the collective space and the collective field will be that.
Right. You know, if we kind of stop and think about how fast this enlightenment or awakening has been feeling lately, it can we can be tempted to feel like it's just been happening in the last 10 years or so. But from your opinion, when did we start waking up? How many lifetimes ago, eons ago, resets ago? How would you answer that?
Well, first, I will preface it by saying that we are not awakening. We are
Oh,
not.
okay.
We are not awakening. This is a collective term that has been simplified for humanity to understand what's going on the planet. This is
Okay.
a term that I typically don't prescribe to because it dumbs it down. And I'm getting deep into the explanation of why. Because when you use the term, and when you use the term awakening, what are you awakening to? Are you awakening from a slumber? Are you awakening to begin your day? Are you, because awakening is a physical action,
Right.
as opposed to remembering is in the space of energetic space. So we are not awakening because we are not taking any physical action to do this. We are in the space of remembering because we're using
It
the energy,
happens.
right? We're using the energetic states through meditation, through our intention, through practices. We are taking energetic space to shift our frequency. Not downloads. We're not receiving downloads. We are shifting our frequency in the
Like it's
space of
coming from
remembering.
us. We are the impetus.
Yes. So
It's
we
not an
so
alarm clock waking us up.
no, because like you mentioned at the beginning of the show that to Sarah about the psychedelics, you are that. You
Right.
are this being. And when you begin to remember, which is part of what my work is, I assist people in this space of remembrance through their DNA, through their cells, through their mitochondria, through their nervous system, through every aspect of their being. And when you begin to remember, things begin to flow. Just the other day, I had a flash of a memory of me being in the Orion Wars. And I'm like, oh, wait, this happened? I mean, I knew I was a part of it, but to actually see this memory is a different thing. And when I saw this, I'm like, wait, I was this amazing being, this amazing healer that needed protection. Okay. And then flash forward to other aspects of me being in this soul. And one of the best ways I can put this in an analogy is if anyone has ever watched the cartoon, I'm a cartoon fanatic, love cartoon. If anyone's ever watched Aang, The Last Airbender, Avatar, right. So if anyone has ever seen that, and if and this is what I refer to when you are stepping into your power, you have access to every single past life.
Yeah, like files.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
used to think they were like this because we call them past lives,
Right.
but now
But
they're
it's,
shown to me like a file folder, like they're all there or this.
it's circular. It's not we our and as we move into the fifth density, because we're, like I mentioned before, we're lower to mid fourth density, and things are beginning to have this slight wave to it where it's not exactly linear anymore, but things are beginning to shift. Like, wait, what time is it? Wait, what day is it? What's going on? What's happening? And so we are beginning to adjust to this frequency that is happening, which by the assistance of Mother Earth herself, through the Schumann resonance, through this frequency, because she has been in the space of fourth density for a while. So whenever she goes, we have to follow because we coexist with her, we cohabitate with her. So whatever she does, we follow. So to, and I know this has been a long answer, but to really answer your question, we've been in the space of remembering for quite some time. We've actually since 70,000 years to be exact, because the Lemuria slash Mu ended 70,000 years ago, which was in the fifth density, and we've been going back there for 7 millennia, well, 70 millennia, 70,000 years to get back to that fifth density.
Okay. Here's what came up for me. I mean, that's great. It's all great. Here's what I want to ask.
Yes.
For those who are starting to remember, like you are, you had the remembering of the Orion Wars. A lot of
Yes.
us are starting to have those flash-ins of other versions of us.
Yes.
How would you guide us to integrate those, or what should we do with those flashes of other facets of us, fractals of us?
Well, one, have a psychic friend on speed dial.
Hello,
No.
hi,
Right,
it's us.
exactly, because when we have these flashes, it makes spaces for doubt. And I'm being serious because it's like, well, did this really happen? Did this really happen?
Right.
And I mean, not just a run-of-the-mill psychic friend, someone who is really intuitive, someone who's really connected, and
Yeah.
so someone who has had dealt with Akashic records, someone who has dealt with past life energy, someone who has knowledge and wisdom and has practiced in those spaces, because those spaces
So this is not
are
your friend with the
fluid.
magic eight ball from Five Below. This is someone
Right.
who is trained.
Exactly. And so to really understand the space of which you receive the memories, because it's encoded in your DNA, it's encoded in your cells. So once you receive confirmation, or if you don't have anyone, write it down, journal it. If you had a very clear vision, write down every detail. If you saw your face, write down how you looked, write down where you were. If you was in the middle of space, write this down, because it when you do this, when you take action, you anchor it into this field, you anchor it into this reality, you anchor it into your remembrance, and then more will follow. Because I'm not sure how you were trained, Rachel, but when I was going to psychic mediumship school in New York, that they taught us that if you have dreams, write your dreams down, journal those dreams, so that way it enhances your clairvoyance. Because I'm clairaudient, so I hear everything.
Same all the time.
Yes, exactly.
Wouldn't have it any other way, but it's a lot.
Same. I love, because I mean, I could, and in addition to me, practicing with plant medicine for over a decade, my hearing is like stellar. I'm like, I can hear almost anything in the room. I'm like, wait, what's
Yes, you've
that
opened
noise?
up.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
You're
Okay,
welcome.
now the other thing that intrigues me is that you speak a lot about the fourth dimension, and I don't hear people talking about the fourth dimension. It gets skipped a lot.
Yeah, people skip it because people want to get to this kumbaya. People want to
Or
get to
they
the
don't
fifth dimension.
understand it. Yeah.
Right. So let's pause and let's have a moment of clarity. So people say fourth dimension or fifth dimension. Understand there's a great difference between the words dimension and density.
Yes.
Healers often interchange the two, density and dimension. They're not the same. D dimensions live in densities, but
Wait a
densities,
minute, hold on. Dimensions live in densities.
yes, meaning that you have multiple or can have mo a multiverse in a density.
Okay.
To put it simply, which is why I mentioned that we had lower fourth density, mid fourth density, and higher fourth density. These are all layers, and they can be considered dimensional layers or density layers. That's how you can interchange, or parallel densities or dimensions in this space, depending on the reality in which you choose, or your personal experience that you're holding in that particular frequency of resonance. That's how that plays out, because you think of it as trying to think of the best way to really explain. So you have a, okay, so you have on a counter, which could be planet Earth or the universe or whatever. And then on this counter, you have multiple cups of water, right? And in each cup, the water in the cup represents that density. And so that density can hold as much of that cup can hold as much of that density of water or a dimensional pocket, if you will, but it can't cross over to the next unless you actually take it and pour it into the other cup, which is what's happening now.
Okay.
Because in third density, which was very archaic, very chaotic, which is why we are now moving into this space of fourth density, is I always call fourth density the way station. The way station to let everything go. Because this is, and I tell people, my clients, this is your time to clean up your.
Yeah, your shit.
Exactly. I didn't know if I could say that on your show.
You can say whatever you want.
So,
Get too mad.
so this is time for people to clean up their shit, basically. Whether, old patterns, thoughts, behaviors, cycles, ideas, beliefs, whatever. Because with the astrological stuff that's happening, it is in alignment with that. So, in fourth density, you got to clear it because you can't take it with you in fifth density. It's like you're going on vacation and you're trying to take everything in your suitcase to go on vacation, but you can't take it all with you. You can't take all the
Right.
baggage.
Well, okay. And also, if third dimension, we believe we're existing in third dimension, but I hear and see all the time. I hear from the angels, and I can see in my upside vision that we are in a hologram. I've known that since I was a kid.
Right.
But we are so brilliant at being in that hologram that we've convinced each other it's physical, right?
Right.
We've convinced each other and ourselves, right? But now we are graduating from that belief, and we're going back to remembering that we are in this holographic simulation, if you want to say it that way. But the beautiful part about that is we realize we can create. We are creating our reality.
Right.
And what you're saying really interests me, because if all of that is really true, and I believe it is, we then are moving in, we're working with the fourth dimension, because if that's the dimension where we get to go more and, get out of the density, well, that
Right.
must be the place where we're washing off the third density, or the third, no. Would it be
Yeah,
washing?
no. Well, it's not necessarily washing off. It's just the aspect of letting go because you think of it this way.
Letting go.
Because the way to also think about this is in the term of universal laws. And the third
Wash
universe.
would imply something negative, and we're not really washing off anything negative. We're just.
Shifting and transmuting that energy. That's all that happens anyway. When we begin to shift our belief, we begin to shift that energy. We begin to transmute it. And so, with all these tools and techniques, and so when you begin to understand the third spiritual law, which is the law of vibration, and the law of attraction comes out of the law of vibration. So when you step into that space of understanding that everything vibrates, everything moves, the computer that I am, this is being streamed from, my apartment that I'm living from, it's everything is vibrating. So when you begin to understand the frequencies, when you begin to step into the physical space of, well, I know it's physical, I know it's there, I know this material is hard, but it's also vibrating at this particular frequency. So when you begin to understand the energetics of it all. When you begin to understand the different shifts and frequencies, you begin to play with it a little bit more. So, at this period of the fourth density of letting things go, you get to play with the energy as you let it go.
Yeah. How do you do it? How do you help
Many
people to?
ways. Many ways. The way that I assist people in transforming their lives through the transmutation is through the Syrian Lemuria energy work that I do. I am one of two teachers right now currently practicing this. The other one's in Canada. And this energy is by way of Syria. So when I help them clear the trauma using galactic language, using multiple tools at my disposal to assist them to basically use my experience to see their energy. See where the faults are, see where the patterns lie, see where the cycles lie, what if it was in this life or in a past life. And I work with that particular blueprint to assist them to say, okay, let's tear this down And that's built us up based on your divine blueprint. So this is over a series of sessions to assist in the letting go of what no longer serves them, especially depending on what it is they want to focus on with their life, or if they want to do what I do, or simply have a happier life. I mean, just this weekend, and it was so beautiful. This was so unexpected. About a month ago, I went to a festival here in Fort Myers and made an amazing friend. And she said, "Come, come, come." So we started talking, having this conversation. And she said, this guy was having a breakdown at her booth. And she started doing energy work on him. So I got the message to work on him with her. And this guy who had PTSD, very masculine, macho guy, had PTSD, army man. And when I think we worked on him for about maybe a good 20, 30 minutes, and when we got done, he just was in tears. He was just in tears. And there was another trade show this past weekend, further north, not too far from where I'm at. And she said, "Well, I want you to come with me because you did so well, and I didn't expect any of this. So this was just an amazing gift." And yesterday, the same man and his wife came. They were almost unrecognizable
Oh
because his
my.
energy was so shifted. He was so happy, so filled with love and joy. It was like, oh my goodness, that just those few minutes changed his life. And it was just a joy to see, just a stranger, just this complete stranger, someone I had no idea. So I say this because when you begin to live in this space, when you begin to embody this, when you begin to live on your life path and purpose, look for the opportunities. And then you see the gifts that show up. And yes, there was a gift. I mean, I didn't expect to see this man again, but there he was, happy as ever. And I'm like, okay. It's like, and he walked over to me and said, like, "Yeah, I know you." It's like, you did that thing. And I'm like, wait. And it took me a minute. I'm like, "Ah, it's you."
Wow.
Yeah.
How beautiful, too, that your guides brought him back so you could see that, too, because how many times do we not see the blossom of our, the fruits of our labor, you know?
Well, not often when it's a stranger, but when the clients that I work with, that's my ultimate joy.
Yeah.
You know?
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Talk to me more about omni-resonance, being an omni-resonance architect.
Wow. Took me a minute to get there. Took me a while to get there. What essentially it is, because I've always had this belief that we are God, that we are fractals of God. There was
Yes.
this moment where I thought that I was a fragment. But it's like, no, that doesn't feel right. Because a fragment meaning separate. Fragment is separate.
That's
Okay.
right.
And fractal, if anyone knows anything about sacred geometry,
Yeah.
a fractal is the repeated pattern of the
Right.
whole. So I'm like, I'm God. I'm in this space. So why can't I do what he do? At least not yet. I'm not there yet. And so omni is encompassing all, or the all that is. And really stepping into that space and honoring that frequency, which is omni-resonance, which is the resonance, the frequency that we all hold. And it's just something I'm still learning and still cultivating in my own life. But now I have the knowledge, the wisdom, the experience to do that for others as the architect, helping others redesign and have them access their divine blueprint, because that's what it is. Because the vision I had, oh my goodness, I can't remember how long ago, it's been at least 10 years or more, I had this vision of a soul being born and the midwives coming to retrieve the soul when it was ready. And that vision was solidified in the past few weeks. So just imagine a decade ago, I had this vision and now it's coming to fruition. It's repeating again. I'm like, what's the purpose of me seeing this again? And knowing that everything is a choice, that we get to choose our life, forget we orchestrate our life. And we forget that we orchestrate our entire life from beginning to end. And now when I saw this vision completed that I had 10 years ago, it was just amazing to have this and to know that I can be of service to this degree, to help others the way that I've been helped. The way that I've been loved, the way that I've been nurtured from source energy. Sometimes it doesn't look like it because things may show up differently or things may not happen when we want them to. And it's very frustrating, you know? And that's okay. You can allow that frustration. But when you allow yourself to step into the ease of letting go and just allowing and remembering your divine blueprint, remembering your soul purpose, everything begins to flow in a different direction.
Really tempting to go back and, when you're trying to create something or work collaboratively with source or, whatever one's language is, and then it doesn't seem to happen
Right.
or happen the way you planned it, to say, oh, maybe this is all made up or I did it wrong, and then to backslide and to become passive or to go back into being victim, especially if one has experienced trauma.
Oh,
And
yes.
you've really done a lot of You've done a lot of work specifically to work with trauma victims. So how does that look different than working with someone who, I'm sure everyone has experienced trauma to some degree, but those who really identify as trauma victims, how does that look different than a client who hasn't?
Well, I will have to preface this by saying when I started this work, and you know, we all get coaches and someone help us to define our business. So I'm just very emotional right now because this is what I love. And so say people say, well, you have to have a niche, you have to have a niche, you have to, define yourself. I'm like, no, my purpose, what I do is not to just be service to one group of people. I'm to be of service to all. That's who I am, you know? And so it was maybe about 2 years into the work that I was doing, about 2 years. And I started recognizing a pattern. I'm like, wait a minute. Women of all ages who were sexually abused started showing up to me. I'm like, okay, so this is what I'm doing. Okay. And what really changed for me is the vision that I had when working with the client. And mind you, when I do sessions, I don't get visions because I'm so focused on bringing in that galactic energy through the galactic language, honoring the space for them, making sure that they're okay, in that space. But this one particular time, I received this vision of us selecting people to be a part of our lives, a part of our journey. So imagine a round table big enough for 100 souls, maybe bigger. And I was shown that, going around the room, you're going to be my mother, you're going to be my father, you're going to be this, you're going to be that. And then all the way around on the other side of the table, you're going to be the one to hurt me. You're going
Oh,
to be.
okay, that meeting.
Yeah, that meeting said, you're going to be the one that have to hurt me. And the soul replied, I can't hurt you. I won't. And of course, this went on for a minute. And the soul finally gave in and said, well, if I have to hurt you for you to remember, then I would do this in love. And this is how I know. This is how I know. This is the moment that changed everything for me, that everything begins and ends in love, no matter how hurtful, no matter how traumatic. So how I treat every session is with that approach, is that everything begins in love. I mean, no matter how torturous, how hurtful, anything. I mean, you have to remember that love is ever present. in our life. And through any circumstance, through anything that we go through, we forget because we come here, with amnesia. And so the best way for us to remember is to be triggered. And when you are in the lower frequencies of fear and hate and anger, it's easily triggered. You are easily triggered in this physical vessel through the emotional content that is held. And because the depth of the emotional content, you begin to say, there's something more, there's something more, and then you're triggered, and it's like something more, something more, something, and then you're triggered. When people do psychedelics or plant medicine ceremonies, they go through this writhing pain. And I've seen it, I felt it, all of it. And on the other side, it's just rainbows and unicorns. So
No,
there's
so I
a
really value.
difference.
Yeah, I value that. I value that insight and eyes into that process of the pre-life conversation
Yes.
because it lets us see how empowered we are before we incarnate and the other souls around us
Yes.
versus when we have that. Sometimes we have a conversation with our spiritual friends where they'll say, "Well, you chose that. You chose it.
Yeah.
That doesn't feel helpful.
No, it doesn't. It really
It's
doesn't,
lacking
especially when
some
we want that
guidance."
love and support. We want, so can you just hold me? Can you support me in this moment?
Yeah.
I just need that. And that's the human experience, right? That's the
Yeah.
human experience of it all. It's why we've come here. We came here to have this experience. We came here to live this life and grow and
Yeah.
understand the choices that we've made. And these
Yeah.
choices, be it, not oftentimes the best, but they're the ones that we learn from. And I was reading some old poetry of mine the other day. I'm like, this is amazing. How come I don't write like this anymore? It's like, oh wait, I was in a lot of pain.
That'll do it.
Yeah, and so it's just in the space where you have to honor the beauty of the evolution, because one of the things in my research of learning about Lemuria and was that the lotus was their symbol. It was the symbol of one of the symbols of Mu. And the reason why, because everyone, if you don't know about a lotus, research it, look it up. But the lotus grows through the mud. It has to get through the mud, it gets through the mud, gets through all that before it can peek out and begin to blossom.
There's so much underneath of it too.
Yeah, and just to think, all that muck, all that mud, all that dirt, the minerals, the
Yeah.
nourishment, the water, the elemental energies that live in that. It's not just dirt, it's not just mud, it's the support that is received in your journey to be the beauty that you desire to be.
Right. Well, in that support system that's muddy and difficult, that explanation of the big round table, the pre-life conversation, it also helps you understand the people that hurt you.
Yes.
You don't have to excuse their behavior. It's not that.
Right.
You can still have your feelings
Yes.
and also understand the part they played. And I have to tell you, that's when I started to turn the page on my trauma healing with my abuse when I realized, oh, I can love those people. I can love them in this in a certain way. I don't have to be friends with them. I don't have to see them. I can still, that trauma can still live in one of the files in my body and mind because it will. I have an ego. I'm a human. And also I can understand the role they played because I can access that. It's very empowering because then we were all set free.
Yeah, exactly. And to this day, I thank that moment because that's the moment that changed how I approached every situation, every client. It's in that space of especially those who are willing to step in to do the work, because trauma work is not for the faint of heart. If you are
No.
not ready, because I've assist Mostly women, which is in one of every three, and men, one in every four. I've worked with them both.
Reported.
Yes, report. Yes, exactly. Reported. Thank you.
Yeah.
And it's in the space of I worked with people who have been sexually abused, people who've been domestically abused, worked with people who've been involved in MK Ultra stuff, sex
Yeah.
slaves, sex
A
kids,
lot of
all of
people are
it.
coming out with that. Yeah.
And so I worked with all levels, and I understand the sensitivities of that, especially if you've been abused as a child. And the way that it does to the physical body, where women can't have children because of that, even though their reproductive system works, it's the energetics that's connected to that. Women who have had miscarriages, in the sacral chakra, all that energy, the creative energy, and after the work together, everything begins to open up, the creativity begins to flow. And so it's like it's the beauty of this. It's yes,
Yes.
it's
And the
traumatic,
mind
it's
comes back
hurtful, but
in, and their hair comes back in, and all the things.
yes. Yes, it's. I mean, just like the guy from The Weeknd, it's like the beauty. The energy that resonates. I mean, you see this cloud, and then things begin to sparkle up and shine because you get a little bit of polish, and it's like, yeah, I'm a
Yes.
new person.
Because they're remembering.
Yeah, exactly. And this is why I love what I do. What I do. I mean, there's no greater thing for me is to seeing the people choosing to have better, choosing to be better, choosing to put that behind them, especially now living in this transformation time of the fourth density, because now is the time.
Now is the time. I experienced the fourth density as a female spirit, not really as a one that talks to me or anything, but as a I used to experience the fourth dimension as a gossamer veil because that's how people spoke of her. But in the last couple of years, I've noticed that the fourth density, correct me if I should be saying dimension or density, because that's
No,
another
you're right. It's
thing for me.
density. It's
Okay.
density. Yes.
I experience the fourth density to be female in feeling. And what I've gotten from her is that she feels safe enough to be open instead of more closed in. And that message has been coming to me for 2 or 3 years. And that the nature or the quality of that openness is that people are understanding that she is, like you said, a way station, but not to be used, but to be utilized and spend time in. And she's full of libraries and healing platforms and conversations, and no longer this like mystical veil that opens up at Halloween and All Saints Days and Christmas time. Yeah. So I'm
Yeah.
really excited to hear about what you say about the fourth density, and also to learn a better way to speak about the density instead of dimension, because I didn't know the differentiation between the two. I've learned so much from you today. I'm so
Yeah.
grateful.
Oh, you're most welcome, and thank you. And so with the fourth density, we've all have been entrained as healers, as practitioners, to speak in a way that is easy for the collective, for those who are not in this work, to digest.
Yeah,
So
that's
it's
right.
been in the collective, what's the word I'm looking for? It's been in the collective lexicon
Yeah, right.
for that, for us to access this lexicon, this library, these encyclopedias, for us to utilize terms that make it easy for others. And now is the time not to make it easy.
I agree.
Time is now for us to be truthful about what it is. And so when you speak of density, think of it this way. Density is the weight, the transformation in which we live in the space, especially when we begin to work with gravity, the magnetics, the energetic fields. It's so think of density in terms of interacting with fields.
Write that down.
And then the dimensions are in the ways of interacting with frequencies.
Right.
And so you have to interact with the dimension first within the density. So you have to work with the frequency, which is the dimension, that's in the density, which are the fields of that space before you can move into the next. So you have to understand, number one, the rules of that reality, which are the frequencies. And then once you understand the frequencies, you then can play with the fields.
So good.
Yeah, and so one of the things, and I know I've mentioned this on other shows too, but one of the things I want to mention to you and your listeners is that we often talk about getting downloads. That's like so 3D, that's so passe, that's like a pet peeve of mine, that we never and have never received a download. Never. We shift our frequency just like we tune the station. We
Yes,
tune
we do. We tune to the radio.
Yep. And it's a frequency shift. And we can shift back and forth anytime we like, but when we get that right, we're like, oh, I got a download.
Well, that's how I channel too.
Yeah, exactly.
I
And
never
that's
go
how
in a
we.
trance or anything. I just sense what vibration the being is on, and I ask if I can connect. And it's like a phone call,
Exactly.
and they're like, boop, 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 we're connected. All right. Da-da-da-da-da.
Yes.
That's all I do.
Especially as a clairaudient medium, we hear for these auditory frequencies. We hear for these things, which I
And
think, which is
sometimes
like,
they're like on lines, and I'll just kind of like put my posture up a little bit. Oh, I can catch it. Okay. Oh, and you're down here. I'll move back a little bit.
yes. I was
You
so
too.
glad you, because I do the same thing. You know, I mean, especially when I'm in my energy with my weight. And then sometimes I even shift like a little to the side.
A little warmer down there.
And this is how we're interacting now in fourth density. But as we move high into higher densities, we won't have to make all these physical adjustments. Sometimes it'll just be through pure thought because this is the instrument as well. So once you take care of the instrument, once you understand how the energy moves through the meridians, the nervous system, all these aspects of the physical being, then you can like, oh, okay, I get it. Understand like how to tilt, shift, move, this, that. So,
Well, like when you're asleep or when you're astral traveling or something and you're not thinking about your body, I don't have to make all those shifts because I'm not limited to my body. I'm just in the conversation, just laughing at the spirit party.
Yes.
Okay, Hillis.
Having your elixir, yes.
Yeah, your signature seminar is called Vibrate to Love.
Yes.
So can you tell us more about that?
So my signature thing is Vibrate to Love. And basically what it is, it's anywhere from 2 to 4 hours, typically more on the 4 hour side, where I explain the symbiotic relationship of the law of vibration and gratitude to help others really reach into that space and allow for them to live in harmony with their own frequency and vibration, to really begin to understand the universal laws that govern that through the energy of gratitude and appreciation.
Gratitude, I mean, when you really click into gratitude, it's a vibration that changes everything. It's not just thank you, thanks for that. It when you really get into the vibration of real gratitude, a whole trajectory can open.
Yeah, that's how my life changed in 2008.
Yeah,
Yeah.
beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I feel so amazing that when I meet people like you whose life has helped them craft how they help other people's. Thank you for doing that. Thank you.
Thank
We
you.
just have a couple minutes left, so I would like you to share with people what events or classes you have coming up or opportunities that they should know about.
So if anyone can go to my website or hillispew.com/all links, you can find my upcoming Starseed Summit that is this Saturday, July 18th. It's a free virtual seminar through Portal to Ascension. You guys can check that out there. And on the Lion's Gate next month, 8/8, I am holding my virtual Trauma to Treasure 2 hour seminar to our assist people moving through their trauma, ending it with a group healing for everyone online. That one is $44. You can find that information on my website or my all links at hillispew.com/all links.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you.
No, thank you, Rachel. This has been such a great pleasure to connect with you and everyone who's watching and listening.
Well, I hope you'll come back.
Oh, for sure. Just send me
Yeah.
a text, email, I'm down.
Great, great. And everybody, send your questions to me that you have for Hillis, and I'll make sure that they make it to him before his next visit. And also, everyone, this, let's see, Thursday night, July 16th, I have a live with my other podcast, Angel Talk. So if you want to attend that, I'll be on Facebook Live with Mind Body Spirit FM, and you can call in and ask your questions that night as well. So that season three is just about to open in September, so we're starting to amp up advertisement for that. So that's Thursday night, and I believe it's at 6, but I don't remember, so you'll have to check my Facebook because I forget my details sometimes, but we'll see you then. And listen, I hope that you just have the best week ever. I'm so grateful to have Monday nights with you to set our week off in a beautiful way. And I want you to know that you have every tool you need within you. You are the light that is helping the world remember. And do your best. Be kind to yourself first. It's all you got to do. Just be kind. And when you can't, forgive yourself. Start again. Reset. And always keep that halo straight. Love you.
Heart, breathe deep, let the light come in. No perfect questions, no polished disguise, just real people talking to the other side. I ask the angel, come on, ask away. Ghosts, guides, pets, and past lives, all on the show today. Twinkle in its eye.